gold, but it lost its pride. Beautiful veins and bloodshot eyes.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 9 of Spooncast Radio.
Episode 900,000, that's right. 900,000. I can't believe we made it to 900,000.
I can't believe we made it there either.
I can't pretend because, no, it's just episode 9. Plain old 9.
Aww.
We didn't even make it to double digits.
I know. Well.
We could.
Okay. Then.
Nah.
We
have Lost Cast.
Oh, yeah.
Lost Cast?
Yeah. Somewhere.
They lost them all, remember? We did make it to double digits.
Yeah.
Well. This is our farewell episode.
Yeah, in case you didn't catch on.
Yeah.
The last 45 seconds.
Last episode we're doing.
Lots of reasons for that, but the main one, we are not allowed to talk about it.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to tell him.
No.
I have to tell him.
No.
I have
to. No.
This is the
You heard
radio.
What he said.
I don't.
They threatened us.
I don't care. You know what? If I die, I die. They deserve to know. Obama told us that we couldn't do it anymore. We were contacted by the administration, and he said he was no longer allowing free radio, or even free speech.
Yeah.
So we've been told that we can no longer do the podcast, and we can do one farewell episode tell how much we support him and his awful policies.
And actually, this will be our farewell episode, because as soon as this hits the web, I'm going to have to, first I'm going to have to do some crazy coding to make sure they can't pull it off immediately, so you guys can get this before they listen to it.
Yeah.
And then they're going to come get us, black bag us, throw us in Gitmo until
there is no more Gitmo.
Well, yeah. We'd be there for a year. It's within the year.
So he's going to throw new people in?
Yeah.
2 weeks after Gitmo closes, 6 people go in. You get 2 weeks.
It sounds,
Gitmo. Really?
Sounds like a movie. 2 weeks after Gitmo closes, 6 people dare to enter.
I thought it sounded more like a bar joke. Like, 2 weeks before Gitmo closes, right? Okay. 6 guys walk in. And they all walk out with broken knees. I don't know how they walk.
So for this episode, we decided to bring back every single guest that has had a acting part in this show. So we have Justin on with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, Justin is with us. And of course, your fantastic host, Derek Ball.
Your not-so-fantastic host, Dustin. I mean, Matt Stevens.
Yeah.
Why did I say Dustin? That doesn't even make sense. It's like you said it before, and I was like...
Did you say not-fantastic?
I said not very fantastic. Not as fantastic. I don't know. We can...
That's sort of pretentious.
I think you said that wrong.
What, sort of?
Sort of.
How do you say it?
Sorta.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Sorta pretentious.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
Very good.
I mean, I just want to say, I've had a lot of fun doing this podcast with you.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I had more fun than any of you guys. Especially
Why?
With the Santa hat.
Yeah, that was... We still can't explain the Santa hat.
It was... Funny, it was whimsical, all at the same time. It
yeah, I've had a lot of fun doing the podcast with you too, Owen.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks.
Yeah.
What is that?
Huh?
What is that?
What is what?
What was that?
That sound?
No, that little exchange.
It's this new thing I'm trying to do.
What, being nice?
No, lying to people. So.
Bastard?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So anyway.
Whatever.
Huh?
I said it still looks quiet.
Maybe we should test it. No, don't stop it.
I was gonna pause it. decided it's fine. Looks quiet, but it's not quiet.
Yeah.
I hope. But now I have two tracks that I have to splice together.
So, what do we want to talk about? Last episode, we have a lot planned, right?
Jesus.
Maybe we should talk about the reason that we can't do any more episodes.
Jesus.
I got a new job.
Jesus.
I am going to be the caretaker of
Australia. We can't do it because Obama told us not to.
Oh. And because I got a job. That pays $150. I didn't get a job. I'm lying. But there is that job out there.
Yeah, up there in the...
How did I, like, not remember the last, like, 5 minutes of what we were talking about?
You just, like... So we can't do it because Obama's told us not to. So here's why we can't do it.
That's...
Good thing we had that recap. Now everyone knows what's happened over the past 6 minutes.
What do we got? To talk about.
So last night.
Jesus.
I had a dream.
Dream.
About a fictional episode of The Office.
A fictional episode of The Office.
Okay, you don't have to repeat everything I said.
You don't have to repeat.
I'm going to shoot you.
I'll shoot you both.
So, I was watching The Office. In my dream.
And
you have got to shut up.
Shut up.
I lied to you too.
Alright. I will stop.
So Michael and Dwight think that aliens are invading the world. Out in this field looking for aliens. And Dwight sees this old woman walking through the field. And he tackles her to the ground, and he's holding a pocket knife to her neck. And Michael's like, Dwight, we should stop this. Dwight, we should probably not, do this anymore. And Dwight cuts her throat open and kills her.
That's wrong.
I know.
On so many levels. That would completely butcher the show.
Then, like, a screen shows up. Or that you see Michael and Dwight, and Michael says, good job today, Dwight. And I woke up in a cold sweat. Because if that happened, I would never watch the show again.
Yeah, that would not be cool.
Yep.
But I could totally picture that whole scene. Like, I could see Dwight's mannerisms and Michael's.
Mannerisms?
Mannerisms, whatever.
Mean maneurisms?
Maneurisms, exactly. Sort of.
Traits?
Sort of.
Characteristics?
Sort of.
Triscuits?
Sort of.
There you go. Alright, so...
Waffles.
Pancakes.
George Lucas.
Biscuits.
Melons.
George Clooney.
Bananas.
Melona. Bananas.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-na.
Tutti frutti summer love.
So Owen, what did you do yesterday?
I shift in my past.
Okay, that works.
I am not following you, Derek. I don't understand.
I need a piece of paper to write that on.
Derek's gone. We're still recording, but Derek's gone.
Oh, that's gonna be too funny.
I don't get it. You will get it.
When it comes out.
So you know why I thought
I'm very scared.
Yes,
you know what? You know why I thought last episode was funny?
What?
Because it was so random and we just had all these little conversations that are like what we really talk like.
Yeah, basically.
Except on the show. And that's how every show should be.
Yeah, but it's not. We can't do it anymore. Because no more free radio.
Or even free speech.
Or both.
Obama sucks!
Oh, what was that?
What was that for? Why would you say that?
Well, I would never say that, and I didn't.
Yes, our overlord only cares about our needs and our lives. President...
Did you know he actually had to take the oath over again?
Why?
Because he messed up.
Did he?
Yeah. You didn't hear it?
No, I didn't know it.
He like stumbled over it and like started talking before the guy finished.
Like, did he start speaking in tongues?
No, well.
did his hand like start on fire when he touched a Bible?
No, but I've heard if you play it backwards, it says, "My master is Satan." But I've just heard that from various sources. What? What did you say?
I told you.
But yeah, so he has to take, he took the oath over again. I'm assuming it was private, more private.
You know what, they shouldn't have done anything, so then he wouldn't legally be president.
Yeah, well he wouldn't have, because you have to take the oath, like, right, like he said words wrong and stuff.
By the way, in case you didn't get this impression, you know, while, over the past 8 episodes, or over the course of this episode, we're not huge fans of Barack Hussein Obama.
I'm conservative.
And I'm not. I'm actually...
You sure are flaming. I'll give you that.
I'm on fire. That's right.
It's very staunch.
Fiery.
I'm homosexual.
Yeah, well...
What?
And fat.
You there fat gay man. You fat gay conservative. You're Rush Limbaugh, except gay. You're gay Rush Limbaugh.
Well,
yeah. Well, I'm not a conservative.
Yeah.
I'm more middle of the road.
Moderate.
Lately, my politics have leaned more conservative, but really not anything.
Like, yeah.
I'm not a socialist like our current president, or conservative like our last president.
Or a Nazi.
Bush really wasn't.
Did I say socialists? Ugh.
Nazi.
Well, I guess there's nothing I can do about it.
Bush really wasn't as conservative as most conservatives are.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I was wrong about...
Okay.
Overleader Obama.
Yeah.
Evil.
But guess what I'm doing for spring break? Mm. I'm going to Texas, and I am having a barbecue with George W. Bush.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is, because I really want to. I think it's possible. Do you think I could pull it off?
Well...
George Bush.
You'll probably be the only one there.
That's okay.
Because I guess the rest of the country doesn't really like him.
The guy's the shit in my book. He's the coolest. Man.
See, the way the media portrays things, they're not going to know if we're being satirical or not.
No, we're not. Like, that guy is awesome. I love George Bush. It's been... man... George.
It's been a good 8 years.
George, if you're listening, I'm coming down between March 20th and March 29th.
It's berry. Just think strawberry or blueberry. Whatever, Ed.
What? What?
And I think we changed the subject.
Matt's just off on his own tangent.
Okay, back to politics. Nah. Let's not go back.
Rocket bike racer.
Hey.
Pocket bike.
Welcome.
It's pocket. It's what? A P. There's a P on that cover.
Oh, looks like an R.
Well, it's not. It's a P.
Justin, what are you doing right now?
I'm eating.
Wait, what did you just do? That's disgusting. don't do it with your mouth open. Look.
Oh, man. Come on. Gotta pause that.
Derek Ball and Matt Stevens are liars. No.
If you hold it, you can't understand.
All that was... apparently we're going to have a random appearance during the podcast, which should create some excitement. So if you hear that, wait,
no, it was me.
That noise, that was our random appearance. But
that,
not that one, not that
ghost.
One.
It was
we
a
can't
ghost.
Tell you who it is because we don't know.
It was a ghost.
Was it?
Yeah.
Or I mean, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sweet. We have a ghost coming. Later in the episode, a ghost. Why are you flipping your...
I
was singing that song the other day. I was doing accounting, and I had been working on accounting for like 3 hours, And I just started humming that to myself.
This is the best episode ever. We like keep switching subjects faster than we
the
sound
speed
like
of light.
We sound like severe ADHD. Oh, speed of light. Albert Einstein came up with the theory of relativity.
Oh, Albert Einstein, his hair was crazy, man.
Oh, I wrote a song about Albert Einstein, actually. It's pretty funny. Songs are fun. Oh, what song were we listening to earlier? It was by
Shine Young, Second Chance.
No.
Second chance? That's a perk on this game that I play. Games! Hey, I love games!
We have a Rubik's Cube. That's a game?
Oh, Rubik's Cube!
I
colors!
I can do the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, okay. On the show!
I like
do
to start with
do
white.
Do it on the show.
I like
do it now.
All right,
go.
Do it. Go.
We're
making, go.
We're
hang
time
on.
In.
Go.
Everybody,
slow
everybody
down.
Time him.
Slow
on
down.
Mark and set, go.
Wait!
One.
We're
making.
Two, one.
Okay.
Two.
All right. Just
three,
talk while
four,
I'm doing it. Talk while
five,
I'm doing it.
We are.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Okay.
Nine.
Okay.
Eight. Okay.
You can.
No, go pick it up.
You can't count.
I'm gonna keep counting. I'm not gonna keep counting. I'm not gonna keep counting.
You're
I'm gonna do a play-by-play, like
that's
John Madden.
The most
I don't think
boring
I can do a
thing.
I don't think I can do a John Madden though.
Here's a guy who can solve a Rubik's Cube.
Sounds more like Bill Cosby. You can't do
with the Gerald.
He's ruining a game of football.
All right, you're ruining the show.
No, I'm not.
You're the one who's doing the Rubik's Cube while on the podcast.
Yeah.
You told me to.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
All
right. He's now. He's.
Okay, we're too off topic, so talk, I'll just tell you when I'm done.
Okay.
Okay.
He's now on,
I hope
he's almost got white.
Hang on, what's the point of this? You could
because
just be
they're
lying.
All, they're all timing you.
Well, they can hear.
I could
hear
do this. Oh, he just solved it.
But you didn't.
Yeah, but they don't
there's
know
still
that.
A whole
we can,
of
I'll take
radio
a picture. I'll take
no
a picture of it, and that'll be, like, the title.
What?
You holding the cube.
Well, I could be holding
you
any cube. I could
have
just
camera. Give me a camera.
Okay.
Give me a
no
camera. Camera.
No.
Camera.
No.
Okay. Fine.
I'll solve it.
We'll do it. We'll do it on video sometime.
Yeah. We'll do a video podcast.
Now you're.
Podcast.
Now you really are faking it.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm not. Shh.
Let's see. What do we have to talk about?
I don't know. We're doing pretty good so far, though.
Yeah.
Justin, what are you doing? Wait. What did you just do with that?
With what?
All right, that's again. anyway,
you guys marking down something?
No.
Give me that paper.
No. I will still.
I already know it.
I already know the times: 8:30 and 13:40.
Oh my god! I know what you guys are doing.
What are we doing?
You guys are making sexual references.
No, we're not.
Derek and Matt are having sex.
We are not having sex. That would be gross.
Well, I am.
And
see,
inappropriate.
Obviously, they are lying.
I am.
Well, technically, because since like the cells in your body interact in weird ways, there is sex going on in your body at all times. That's courtesy of Forrest. Like, we got down to that. Were you in health? No, it wasn't health. It would have been biology. Like, Mrs. Bensman. But she went on this long lecture, like, it was like 3 years ago, of course.
Yeah.
But Forrest was like, wait. So there's sex going on right here. And she was like, well, yeah, pretty much. And he was like, awesome! Good times, Forrest.
He should be a guest on our next episode.
Next episode.
Oh, wait.
Oh. Too soon. What is that?
Hey, Ellen, what are you doing over there?
You've got to stop that. That's just funny right there.
What's funny?
Oh, and don't do that.
Ah, it feels so good.
That's awful. What is going on?
I'm not sure, but I think I like it.
Please stop. Oh, okay.
It's a no-no, but I like it.
Oh, that's too many in a row.
My donuts.
All right.
I'm just going to pick one of those.
Bananas, my donuts. No,
this
you have
so
to do
random
it for all of them, but we won't do any more.
Okay.
Actually, you don't even have to put it in for that last one.
Yeah.
It was...
The sound works.
That's just where I need it.
Yeah.
Not that you put anything in. Well, I guess it's sort of obvious. I mean, it's not like, Owen, what are you doing? And then the... Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Alright. What now?
I don't know. But I had something I wanted to talk about, but I forget it. I got my hair cut, but that doesn't mean a thing to any of you.
Yeah. It makes him look fatter.
Yeah. Less hair. How
does it make me look fatter?
Less hair makes you look more fat.
Oh,
it does. Yeah, you look fatter.
I wish I had this haircut, though, on Halloween, because I could have slicked it back better.
It would have looked more like Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Derek was the only one not in character.
I was as in character as possible. Yeah, I was wearing a lady suit. I wasn't wearing a lady suit, but that would have been the bee's knees.
Did you say the bee's knees?
The bee's knees.
That, what's with that?
I'm the bee's knees. Didn't we say this some episode? Didn't we say bee's knees and then...
I don't think so.
It was all silly.
I don't think we did.
It was awesome. Guys, I'm going to put the wee kind of on my phone.
Silly. Willy the penguin.
You're going to what? You're going to what with the condom?
He's putting the Wii condom on his Wii, on his Wiimote.
Okay, that's not...
But anybody who has a Wii is going to understand exactly what I'm talking about.
Justin's playing with his Wiimote.
I'm not going to put that one.
No, it's just...
You know what I missed tonight?
What?
The guy that did the Batman movies. What's that? OU time. Michael Eisenstein.
What?
Michael Eisenstein. Not the director. I don't think he was the director.
Michael Eisenstein.
USLEN, I think. I can pull it up.
Michael Caine was the guy who did Alfred.
No. Like, the guy behind it all.
Like, from... Producer or
maybe
writer,
one of them.
The new Batmans or the old ones?
Yeah, he was part of the Dark Knight.
Oh, good for him.
I think. Let me find it. Of course, my internet's so slow that this is gonna take up like 5 minutes. I would have stayed down there just to see this, but it was like really long.
Remember that one time you saw. BJ Novak.
I do. I still remember that. That guy. Executive producer of the Batman movie series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was giving a lecture.
Wow, he looks really cool.
Yeah. And I don't know who that is. But yeah.
Hey, remember that one time you were a zombie?
I do remember that one time. I'm glad I'm glad I'm better.
Yep. Because Gabriel's cured you.
How did I get better?
You are a zombie. That's
still a zombie.
I guess you ate gay brains.
Yeah, you.
Because that's the only cure.
Man, I didn't eat your brains.
Ah, you're so funny. But I see what you're doing over there.
With my Wii condom?
I'm just making this hard for you. That's
no
what
more.
She said. Okay. All right.
Why?
It's on there nice and tight, Derek.
That's what she said.
I don't think you can get any tighter.
That's what she said. Or he said.
Works either way.
Goes both ways. That's what she said. So.
Okay, enough of that.
Derek's gay.
What?
Throwing him out there.
That's what she said.
Look at the butthole jokes.
Alright, that's enough. That's what she said.
He's just speechless. He can't even say anything.
This is wrong on so many levels. That whole, like, last minute is just worthless. Like, the next 4 years.
What was I gonna talk about?
Hey, do you have $1 trillion?
No. Hey, how was Christmas for everyone?
Good. I had a good Christmas.
Christmas.
We didn't.
I got an Xbox 360.
I don't remember what I got.
Oh, you know what I got? I got 9 zombie movies.
Nice.
9 like classic zombie
movies. Nice. I got left for dead.
I should have brought it so I could. Okay, I'm just gonna paraphrase because.
The zombie game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna play that.
It's amazing. Can't. Xbox is new.
I know. Well, if it was here, this is there.
No, it's not here.
If it was here, it would be my house. Oh, the game's not here either?
No.
There's a movie on there. The description is something like an exotic dancer, a stewardess, and, I don't know, a nurse or something, are all held captive on an island. And they realize they're being held captive by a group of cannibals. And it's rated PG.
Oh, that is awesome.
An exotic dancer. That's Have you the watched first it yet? Word. No, I haven't watched that.
Oh,
I watched The Last Man on Earth, though, and apparently that's based on I Am Legend.
Really?
Like, it sounds like it.
Yeah. And it's actually more accurate to the book than I Am Legend was, which changed the ending.
Well, sure.
In I Am Legend, they were vampires. In the book, they were vampires, right?
Yeah. Well, they weren't vampire-like.
Well, they were more vampire-like.
Well, they were more zombie-like.
Not only that, but in the...
They weren't all the vampires.
No.
So.
In the book, they're all, like, perfectly reasonable people, and they just basically look different and have powers. And he's
kind of like mutants.
Yeah. And he kills them all. Like, he still kills them all in the book, or kills as many as he can. And at the end, you find out he's the monster because he's the one who's been killing all the innocent lives. And they go to kill him. And.
Is it worth reading?
I haven't read the book.
No.
Wikipedia.
Nice. I might read it sometime.
Yeah, if I can find it. I read Stephen King's On Writing.
That's really amazing. Good. It's such a good book. Anybody that's aspiring to be a writer, or has to do basically any writing at all, especially creative writing,
go
borrow Stephen King's On Writing. I would even suggest buying it, because you go back to it every now and then. Yeah, I have.
I bought it.
Yeah. It actually gives you useful information.
Yeah. It's like... And it keeps you reading, too. It's not...
Yeah, it's... It's a captivating textbook, but not a textbook, if that makes sense at all.
Not captivating, so it's not that at
all.
It
is captivating.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it is captivating. It's captivating and provocative and,
sexy.
And sexy. Took me a second to realize what you said. You know, it's a good thing we don't have a time limit on this, because I don't know if we're going to make it.
Yeah.
We might get a 32 minutes over hardcore.
Oh, we are going to have a special guest sometime.
Eventually.
Yeah,
we'll just pause it till then.
Yeah. No, we'll keep going.
Keep going.
They love it. Look at them. Look at their face. They love it.
I think I can see it. Oh, wait, no. Thank you, guys. I'm sorry.
And we don't look too happy.
I get it.
Happy.
No, you're the only one who doesn't look happy, Derek. Cause you're gay and fat.
Hey, back in the old days, gay meant happy. And when I was growing up, it meant lame. And now it means a man who likes to have sex with other men.
Nice office plug there.
I don't want to do this podcast. I just want to bang. Actually, I do want to do this podcast.
That's the
and
sad thing.
And bang on this mocha all day.
To can.
Can all day.
Okay, this is getting really just...
They love it. Look at them.
No,
look at them.
No, I don't want to look at them. I don't want to look at them.
Look at their sad toddler face. Yeah, I'm going to hit you too.
I forgot about that one.
Ah.
You know what? I'm just gonna hit me for the fun of it.
All three of us are hitting you now.
Ow, that hurts so bad.
Ashes in my pants.
Can't even get running down that time.
That's what she said. Okay, you're gonna get so tired. Actually, you're doing as much as I'm editing.
What?
Nothing.
I'm gonna do all the editing.
I forgot about that too. I'm glad you brought that back.
Yeah.
That's one of our best jokes.
So sad. I don't know. I thought hipster cigarettes were a pretty good joke.
Well, yeah, but not everyone.
You were a joke.
It's too bad we don't have a...
You're a joke.
Damn! Garrett, wow.
What was that?
Halfway through the podcast, finally getting one.
What?
Garrett finally got a joke in on me. It took him so long.
Well, I had to set it up for the right moment.
Damn!
I thought you were, like, hitting him with a chair and that was your sound effect.
No, I can edit a better sound effect for a chair hitting.
So it's time for Spooncast Movie Review.
Again, oh, yes.
I hated that thing.
It's our once in a while, and we only did one. So it's
I'm
a while
going
later.
Old school, and I'm going TV shows. And then I'm going to come back and do a movie.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Yeah. MacGyver.
All right.
Best show ever. It's on Netflix. You can watch it now. Like, watch it instantly. And people who have Netflix understand. Yeah. Shut up. The option is watch it instantly. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Watch instantly.
Okay, but...
instantaneously. Just add water.
Just...
I'm so funny.
Okay, but anyway. Oh, it's so... hard to explain how awesome that show is. Richard Dean Anderson is my hero because he can make bombs out of gum and stuff.
Paperclips.
And paper clips. And he went to my college. His alma mater is my alma mater. I said Walter.
I gotta be honest, I don't even know what an alma mater...
alma mater?
Alma mater. Whatever.
The school or university that you attended.
Oh, I see. So you have the same alma mater.
We have the same mother, yes.
Yeah. Right.
Richard Dean Anderson. MacGyver is my brother.
I wonder if we have any famous mamaters.
Yes, Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison went to our school?
Yes. Why do you think it's named Edison?
We have the same mamaters.
Before it was crappy before? School where nobody goes. And then he... did awesome things, and they were like, let's name it Edison.
So, we have the same alma mater mama as Thomas Edison.
Mama mater.
Mama mater. Mama
mia. Mama
mia.
Mario.
Just in my past.
Wario.
Just in my past.
3208.
Wario. You're just throwing that one.
Yeah. Mario. Oh, that's gonna sound wrong because it says my.
What?
It's gonna be Mario. My.
No. That will. I think they'll just see it as a joke.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah. That, I'm gonna have to get rid of some of these. That's just too many.
No. It's funny because there's so many.
Okay. But that one where there's like three of them within a minute, that's getting cut.
You have to do that.
I'll put two in there.
All right. At least more than one.
Yeah.
I was going to say something before we got sidetracked. Talking about MacGyver.
Movies.
Oh, MacGyver. Out of 10 awesomes, how many awesomes would you give MacGyver?
Out of 10?
Yeah.
12. Yeah, I fixed one side.
10.
Perfect score. It gets full awesomeness points.
Ow!
That's how many awesomes MacGyver gets.
Did you see what I did there?
Yes.
Yeah.
What
did I do?
No, I don't know what you did.
They were all expecting something like 11 billion and a chicken.
Oh, you just
and
said
I just
10.
Said 10.
Yeah, see, it's...
See? Funny.
It's like going back and taking the joke that's always done and saying it regular, and then it's a joke again.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do things.
Yeah. Especially like, since he tried to get me to say 12.
It's you know what? 12. You know what it
that's
is, though?
Vote.
Your vote doesn't count.
You know what it is, though? It's like, why did the chicken cross the road to get to the other side? Before that joke was done so many times, it was funny because you're expecting the joke and you just get the regular answer.
Yeah.
Classic.
Hey Matt, can you fix the
classic list? Ball. Yeah.
Okay.
We're not going to now. We're on a podcast.
We're doing the show. You cannot talk and do the Rubik's Cube at the same time.
Can too. I'll take that dare.
Okay. then do your movie review.
At this time.
Yeah.
So it's your movie review. Okay. I don't remember what I was going to review, though. What was I going to review?
I'm sure there's something you can review.
You know what? I'm going to review The Empire Strikes Back.
Good movie.
Actually, didn't you review Star Wars? I'm not going to redo it, then.
Well, it was the whole trilogy.
Let's see. Well, he reviewed the whole trilogy. Man, I don't know. I probably shouldn't have suggested this, because I don't know what to review. Okay, you know what I'm going to review? The Zombie Diaries. That's what I'm going to review.
Didn't we already
No, we reviewed Diary of the Dead. Actually, we didn't. We said we were going to, and then we didn't.
No, we didn't. Oh, that's right, that's right. We should review that.
I'll do that.
Okay. The Zombie Diaries has a really awesome-looking cover with a guy walking into a group of zombies with a giant shotgun and just
he's
looks
pretty buff too.
Yeah. Of course you would notice that.
Gay.
Just saying.
Just saying the man looks
you
good.
That buff fatty? Fat gay fatty.
I wish I were not this fat, yes.
Yeah, we all wish you weren't that fat.
Seriously. It's getting crowded in the studio, there's only three of us.
Yeah, and it's a big studio.
It's a huge studio. Eric, it's so huge.
That's
it's
what
so
she
huge.
Said. I already said that's what she said. You can stop now.
Anyway,
but
Zombie Diaries.
What she said didn't work.
It didn't.
anybody listening to this episode, go back and listen to that again. Because I said... What the heck? Oh,
my computer just got pissed
it?
Off at
oh,
you.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
if you realize, it'll go
what
back and it'll say...
There's my computer.
This studio is so big, and Derek's like, that's what she said. So it doesn't really make any
anyway,
sense.
Anyway...
Huge. You said huge.
Zombie...
This studio is so huge, it still doesn't make sense.
Zombie Diaries...
Okay.
You lose!
Just Zombie Diaries...
That was Derek. Let me make fun of Derek.
Zombie Diaries...
I'm just cutting that out.
Zombie Diaries.
Zombie Diaries, Zombie Diaries, Zombie Diaries.
Yeah, continue.
I screwed up.
Keep going.
Anyway.
No!
I screwed up. Okay.
Do it again.
Zombie Diaries. The cover looks really cool when I bought it without watching it the first time, which is beginner's mistake. And it turned out to really not be that great. It was in the style of Diary of the Dead, which was a good movie, but it was just not done to par as that movie was, and it just not good. It's slow and lame and boring.
It
there
jumped
a lot
all
of
over
zombies.
The place. To,
yeah, it was
like perspective.
You couldn't really get to care for the characters because it was just moving around too much. So, Zombie Diaries. I give it
how
three
many
out
zombie
of,
diaries out of 10?
I give it 3 out of 10 zombie diaries.
That's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, and for a zombie movie, and I've watched some crappy
but
zombie movies.
Would you suggest it for a zombie fanatic?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. I give it a 5 out of 10 zombie diaries.
Okay. Okay. Now
but
we're gonna go to.
Then again, zombies can't really write diaries because. No intelligent thought. So I'll give it 8 out of 10 zombie diaries, but because it would be incomprehensible to read the zombie diaries.
But between the 8 of them, you could piece together something
relatively
intelligent.
Yeah. Well,
like,
maybe.
I like flowers, or I like brains.
I give it 10 out of 10 zombie diaries. I mean, just because, you know.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
All right. Cool.
And I give it an Oreo.
Ooh. An Oreo.
Yeah. Nice. That doesn't mean anything. It's just an Oreo.
Well, still. Diary of the Dead, though. That was a good movie.
They're better.
No, they're not.
They're
well,
a totally
they're
different right. cookie.
If you have them, if you have them with milk, they're okay.
Yeah, they're really, really good. Although the only ones that aren't good with milk are the chewy chips at home. The crunchy and the chunky are especially good.
I like those regular.
I'm sure you would like the chunky.
Awesome!
Diary of the Dead.
Diary of the Dead. Great movie.
And that's your review.
No, that's my intro to the review. at which point I would then proceed to review the movie.
I need more cowbell.
It's not a cowbell, it's Mountain Dew can. Get it right.
Derek, what do you... Is your vision impaired? That's a cowbell. Da-na-na-na. See? It's a cowbell. Da-na-na-na.
Okay. Do your review.
No, because as soon as I start, you're going to hit it.
No, I won't.
Yes,
see,
you will.
I'll throw this all the way over there.
You didn't so throw, I, you I dropped it even, next to your leg.
I can't even reach it.
Diary of the Dead is like...
See, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, but now Owen is. I quit.
Oh, wait,
I'm not doing any more episodes after this.
Nobody's doing any more episodes. Don't do it.
Why? What are you doing?
It doesn't work like that.
What are you doing? You're being called.
What? Spiritually.
You're gonna break the microphone.
Probably will break the microphone. It's our last episode, so it's okay.
No, it's not okay because I still need the microphone that I paid money for.
If this podcast were a country, Derek would be George W. Bush.
You would be...
Reagan.
And he would be Condoleezza Rice.
Michael Moore.
Justin would be Michael Moore.
No.
You're the Michael Moore.
Michael Moore's right titty.
No, I would be MacGyver.
I think I'm stealing a joke MacGyver. From another podcast.
Probably.
Oh, well. Never stopped this before. Whoa, this fish.
Oh, that is that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, who do you think is funnier? Ricky Gervais, or the second funniest comedian in the world who isn't Ricky Gervais, aka the funniest comedian in the world?
Ricky Gervais.
I'm gonna have to go with Ricky Gervais's clone that I keep.
That was not an option.
You said second funniest in the world.
Ralphie May, he's pretty good.
I don't like Ralphie May.
I don't like him either, because I've never heard him.
Derek, you should like him, because you're fat too.
Kevin James is pretty funny, though.
Yeah, he was. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
Jane Cook. I like Jane Cook.
I'm not a huge fan.
I used to, but I guess, I don't know.
Grew
sort
out of
it. Faded away from Jane Cook's.
Yeah. Well, like his new one, I think he's supposed to be pretty good.
And Stephen Lynch's.
Stephen Lynch isn't so good.
Yeah. He gets kind of old
funny
once you get
funny
to
when
it.
You're 13, but...
Yeah, now that you're 12, like Justin.
Funny. Exactly, because I'm like the curious case of Ben Clinton. I age backwards.
But...
That movie looks super retarded. Just saying.
What's that gonna say?
Probably some insult.
Yeah, it's my duty to insult someone right here. Duty.
Duty.
You said duty.
Anyway.
Okay. We should probably just end it.
No.
No, we can't end it. Our special guest still isn't here. Although our special guest is usually 20 minutes late wherever he goes. So
when did he text you?
Let me say. I don't know how a ghost texts me, but
I'm still having fun, so
yeah, it's way too much fun to end.
We can cut it. We can do a one part, two part. Part two.
Yeah.
No, we can't.
Then it'll be 10. It'll be
at
even. Good number.
In the morning, the ghost texted me. It is now 12:34.
Yeah.
He's half an hour late.
Because he's not coming.
He's not human. That's a spice.
Yeah.
Derek, are you hungry again?
I didn't even say anything about spices.
Spices, I don't know.
What?
I didn't say anything about spices.
You said something about cumin.
No,
wait, what is going on?
You said
Derek, stop trying to eat my leg. Nope.
Yes. Look what they're fighting.
Alright.
I'll give you a play by play. Derek just kicked him in the stomach. Justin's now on top of him. Trying to
stab him. I will kill you!
I just punched him in the stomach.
He sucker punched me.
It's funny because I'm using my left hand and he's using both. It makes me feel strong.
No, that's because you keep trying to sucker punch me.
Justin is trying to stab him with a red pen.
You kicked me in the stomach the other time.
No, I barely pushed
him. And he's grabbing his wrist. Derek got the red pen. Derek got the red pen. He's trying to stab him. Now they're in some kind of Klingon war death grip. They're both laughing. And Derek just took his heart out with his bare hands. Okay.
Shouldn't he stop?
They're still fighting. Still fighting. Ah, he just stabbed Justin in the heart. He put the heart back in, I guess, first, and then stabbed
him.
And they struck a truce, and then Derek stabbed him. So,
I win.
Derek is an evil man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What were we going to say?
I don't remember.
Something about Derek being fat.
Alright, enough of the fat jokes. Everybody knows I'm not fat. It's all a picture.
I mean, yep. Anyway.
I'm like an idiot.
You sound like an idiot.
Oh, I like what? You sound like an idiot.
Just spliced together some like words of his. I am homosexual.
He does say that earlier, doesn't he? Yes. Awesome.
So are we?
This is gonna be like posted in like 4 weeks. It's gonna take me forever to edit this.
Are we ending the podcast
forever or this episode?
Well, both. I mean. This episode is the end of forever.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like now or like in 15 minutes or whenever we feel like ending it?
I don't know. Up to you. Let's vote.
Matt, do you know how to make the Rubik's Cube donuts?
So do you, what do you think?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't care.
It's where you get one color of each in the middle. That's a different color from the outside.
Yeah, I can do that.
What? How you do
it? I don't know, but I can. I really can.
All I can do is the checkerboard.
Give it.
Guess what?
What?
I haven't thought of anything yet.
Yay.
Oh, that. Yay.
Yeah?
Yay or gay? Derek, we need more cheeses.
We need more cowbell.
We don't have any more Cheez-Its, so... Fail. That is what our...
Epic fail?
Not quite epic. Yet. That's not annoying. Was it our special guest?
No. Damn. So...
Natalie's so funny. That's awesome!
Yeah, I know, I'm pretty awesome at everything.
How do you do that?
Awesomeness. I have 10 out of 10 awesomes.
It's true. Let's rate our podcast.
Okay. Let's rate it episode by episode.
Okay. Like episode 1. Out of 10 out of 10. Awesomes. Episode 1.
Episode 1. Let's see. I give episode 1 a 10.
It was
definitely.
It was a 10.
I'm going to say like 9.9.
I would have given it
a few things
compared to our other episodes, which were awesome. But I give it a 10.
Okay, 10.
Based on sheer merit.
Okay, episode 2. What
episode 2, definitely. I don't remember what it was, but I remember it was awesome.
Yeah.
I remember it was good, but not awesome.
I'm going 9.5 on that one.
I'm going a 9.
Give it 10.
Solid 9.
All right.
Episode 3, if I remember right.
I'm going to have to give that a 1.5.
Yeah. Give that a 1 as well.
I've already rated it. It was a negative 3.
No negatives.
How can you take away awesomes?
You owe me 3 points.
If it doesn't have awesomes, how do you take it away?
There is either no awesomes,
because it sucked
up
awesomes
to 10
out of
awesomes.
The rest of, it made the rest of the world seem a little less bright. That's how I see it.
A little less awesome?
Mm-hmm. You make the rest of the world
episode
seem a little
4,
less awesome.
Episode 4 was our Halloween episode.
I like that episode. It was good.
I'm going to give that an 8.
I'm going to give that a 9.
I'll give that a 9 as well. 2 also.
I'm very critical of her.
I was a zombie, Derek, and so were you.
Yeah, but I'm not now, so 8.
It's the only episode with zombies.
It's the only episode.
And you give it an 8.
Yeah, because it could have been better.
Zombies give it at least one extra awesome.
Yeah.
Zombies give everything an extra awesome.
Alright.
It was the only episode Julie aired in.
8.
Oh, yeah, it was
8.5.
Julie exclusive, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Owen was in it. That takes away, like, 3 awesomes.
Yeah, but he died.
Yeah.
Damn, you're right. I'm gonna have to give it a 10.
So,
episode.
What was episode 5?
I don't remember.
I wasn't in it.
10.
Was that hanging out with BJ Novak?
Might have been. Let me check.
We should have these up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't.
I'll just keep talking until it comes up. Blah, 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 there are 47 squares on a Rubik's Cube. There are 47 Cheez-Its in Owen's hand. Owen has seen High School Musical 47 times.
I've never seen High School Musical.
Owen's cried 47 times at the end of High School Musical.
You know what's funny? Somebody asked me to go see High School Musical 3, and I was like, ha ha ha.
That is funny.
Oh, are you serious?
You know what? My sister was watching High School Musical earlier today, so I left.
But I asked them if they were serious, and they were like, yep. And I was like,
okay.
I was like, why?
Yeah, I was hanging out with BJ Novak.
Oh, I'm good. What was episode
6?
Let's just make sure. The bus?
2 was hipster.
Hipster. Yeah, definitely a 10 on that one.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, episode 3, definitely a 1.
Yeah.
Because
it just sucked.
Lost episode.
Matt was so mad.
Episode 4, pretty awesome. I had long hair.
Owen episode 5, like that was pretty good.
Hang out with BJ Novak. I think, if I remember right, that was pretty good.
I'm going to have to go with an 8.
I'm going to give it an 8, too.
Episode 6, Time Machine.
Mm. 1. I'm going to give that a 1 also.
Actually, yeah. I'm going to give the first half a 7, and then the last half a 0.
I'm going to average it. I don't give it a 3.5.
I'll give the first half a 10, and then the last... Wait, how do you... Wait, 0? You can't divide by 0.
I know. It's my own thinking.
So you can't average it.
So you give it a 3.5 total?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
Episode 7. Santa Claus. Santa is dead.
I wasn't in that one either.
Yeah, you were.
Was I?
Yeah, but you didn't talk very much.
Oh, that was the one with the Santa hat.
No, that's the next one.
No, oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to give episodes 7, Santa is Dead, an 8.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree.
I don't remember it, so I'm going to give it a 5.
And episode 8, we didn't have anything to talk about, and it was fantastic. I'm going to give that a 10.
I'm going to give it 10.
For the ending. Loved episode 8. It was my most fun episode. I'm going to give it a 10.
All right.
So, overall, episode 8, our best episode, because we all gave it
10. Yeah, we all gave it 10.
It was the only time that happened. It almost makes me want to do more. Okay, now this episode, episode 9, the final episode.
I think it's random enough. I'm going to give it at least a 10.
Well, we might listen to it again and be like, what the fuck were we talking about?
I'm going to give it...
Why is Owen on math?
I'm going to give it an 8.5, just to be safe.
I'm going to give it 2 tens and a 9 and a 1.
That doesn't even make sense. Why?
That's a 20, 30. That's a 30.
That's a 20, That's 30.
That's a 20, 30.
That's a 20, 10. It's a 10, 10, 10. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Chinese people are hilarious. I was referencing something.
Okay.
Oh, so Matt, whatever happened to the chicken lady from your work?
Well, she...
Did she finally lay her egg?
Okay. Bye. You know what? If you want us to do more podcasts after this, send us a freaking email.
Yeah. Send your email. I was actually just going to say that. I was going to say, why don't you guys give us your rating? Overall, or you could do it episode by episode, but nobody's emailed us. Is it that hard to like
nine episodes and not one email?
Yeah,
simple, especially you from Kansas.
Well, actually, no.
Screw you, Kansas.
We got an email. From
we got Pitt. One, and that made my day that day.
Kansas pissed
no follow ups.
Did we ever mention Piff?
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember Piff.
Because I went on like I was trying to find it.
Piff, piff, piff.
And then eventually in the middle, I think it was episode 7. in the middle. Because I was like, oh, Piff Piff! And you're like, what? Oh, yeah. Like, that's the name of our virtual fan.
I think he's still doing podcasts, so...
Probably.
If you like us, listen to him. I haven't listened to him, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. We said we listened to the first episode. We didn't, and...
I started the first episode, but I couldn't hear anything, so I just left. Probably not good that I'm, like, sort of giving him a bad review.
Well, it's not like it matters.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, what are you gonna I'm do? Never be listening like, again.
I'm never listening to you guys again. Well, after I finish this episode. Fine. We don't care. Still downloaded it. Your loss.
Yeah, I haven't even checked our ratings in a while.
We were way down there, like 17,000.
Well, yeah.
And then you posted episode 8.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And it went up like 5,000.
We were down so many down. Because it took 11 years to post that one episode. That just sat on my computer.
Forgot. You were like, episode 8? I didn't know we had that episode. And I was like, yes, yes, we did.
Pretty good episode, too.
Yeah, and it turned out to be our best. And you forgot about it. I'm going to go home.
Maybe it was so good because it was...
It sat, like, marinating for a while. You know, in a marinade of awesomeness.
I don't think anyone's going to listen to more than an hour of this.
No, probably not.
How long could it be going?
55
minutes.
55.
I would listen to more than an hour of this. It's so random, and it's just it makes it so much more fun.
Yeah, but you have no life, so...
You're right, Derek. I have no life. I... Just in my past. I go to school, I go to work. It's all too much.
Therefore, no life.
Mm. Commercial ad. Buy Cheez-It brand Cheez-Its. Also, why has Mountain Dew changed their can? Whoever can answer that, just, I don't know. What can we promise to somebody? Anything?
$10 million.
Yes, I will give you $10 million.
Guaranteed. Have that ready.
Derek.
I will.
You're such an awful person, Derek.
I know.
If you need help like editing this, I will work to get all those in.
No, I got it, man.
Every single one.
I'm gonna try and have it done.
Today.
No. Because I can't download it here, but back next Saturday.
Okay.
I'm gonna try.
Oh, crap. Oh, guess what?
What?
Do you want to end the episode?
Yeah, might as well. I've had a good time.
Yeah.
This is sincere.
Fun. Always leave them wanting more.
Yeah. But you think they'll want more? You think they'll email us?
You know what we should do? We should go back in time to before we started the podcast.
Oh, we should.
You guys should stop yourselves.
Now they're not going to get the joke because I'm not editing it in there. It's just gonna be the.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, you know what? Let's.
Let's go back in time.
Yep, let's go.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Sort of. Is it supposed to make that noise?
I don't know, it's sort of opening up, isn't it?
Is that blue? Is that blue light?
That's crazy.
This doesn't sound safe, man. Are you sure? Are you sure? I'm not even sure it's really strange.
I don't know.
Ow. Ow, 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 ow. Where did my foot go?
Your dog bit me. Oh, the time machine's still opening up. I'm afraid. What's going on?
Why are we even doing this again?
Well, if we don't do it 100 times, is that us over there?
It is. Hold on. I'm gonna like amplify my mic real quick.
move it.
Hey, man. You know what we should do? We should do a podcast.
That sounds like a great idea.
Matt, we have to stop them. We have to stop us.
I don't know, what do we...
I got a gun. I have a gun.
Where did you get a gun?
I have a gun. I'm gonna shoot him.
Put that away.
I'm gonna shoot him.
If you...
Here I go.
We will die if you... Alive.
I guess we're stuck in our own grandfather paradox because we are very dead over there.
Yes, we are.
What?
Man. Did you have to shoot me in the crotch so many times? So many times. I mean, one was overdoing it.
I'm sorry.
But you, after I was laying there dead, you reloaded your gun and shot me in the crotch until that clip was empty.
I really hope I can find a sound effect.
I don't... anyway.
Okay, well, that's probably a good note to end it on.
Wait. Where did my time machine go?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Now we're back in 2008 before we started the podcast.
You want to do the podcast anyway? Because we have a lot of time to make up. We're going to have so much free time now, because we already know what's going to happen in the future, so we can always already be prepared for it.
Yeah.
So let's just do a podcast.
Yeah, we should
sounds
do
like
a podcast.
That'll be fun. I think it'll be fun.
Oh, you know what we should do? First episode, let's talk about that time we went to the bus.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
And then we can have the monster that we recorded. Play that in there so they know what we're talking
play
about.
Play the note thing.
Yeah.
It'll be the greatest podcast in the world.
Yeah. Sweet. Alright. Well, this is our last episode. Somehow. Also the first.
It's a prequel and a finale.
Yes.
It's all in a little loop. You can just start over now.
Yeah, just... If you have it on, like, repeat in iTunes... You're perfect. You are going to be stuck in our own...
For the rest of our life.
So this has been Spooncast Radio. What? Yeah, I know.
Alright, I guess our special guest isn't going to say goodbye.
You're going to say goodbye and then you're going to not talk anymore.
Okay. Bye, guys. Justin, what are you doing?
Put the gun down.
No.
I didn't say commit suicide. I didn't.
I want to. Oh. That's not what I meant by goodbye.
Bye, guys.
You missed. How did you... Okay, that's sad. I'm not even going to put that in.
You know what? No.
I'm editing it.
No.
Maybe we should have stopped it before we did that.
Maybe we should have, but except I'm not editing it.
Why not?
What? The gunshot?
The bang? I'll just do a bang.
Bang. Dead.
Bang.
Explosion. Bah.
Derek's dead now. He was so fat we killed him with a bang.
You can't kill me.
Oh my god. He's so fat, the bullet went into the fat and just stayed there. It wouldn't even hit his heart.
Why are we still going?
I don't know. It's so much fun.
This has been Spooncast Radio.
Spoon?
I've been your host, Matt Stevens.
And I have been your host, Derek Ball.
I was a special guest, Justin Owen.
Very special, indeed.
I think that,
just like everyone else.
Yeah. I'm going to miss it. And at the same time, I'm going to have fun continuing.
Well... I'm going to miss it, but at the same time, it'll be just like when we didn't do it before.
I am so confused, and they are too.
Well, like, probably. Because...
Okay, maybe we should just do the ending all over again.
We should.
Okay, this has been Spooncast Radio. Again,
I've been your host, Matt Stevens.
And I've been your other host, Derek Ball.
Special guest, Justin.
And I've been your special guest, Matt Stevens.
And I've been your still host, Derek Ball.
And I've been your special guest, Matt Stevens.
Spooncast Radio brought to you by Spoon Films Productions, Incorporated. Goodbye.
Inc.
Bye. Inc.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
When your day is long. Time to sing along.